Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is a short update on the crypto market. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that I posted a couple of videos recently talking about the crash in cryptocurrencies. And in the last video, Bitcoin was sitting just above the magical $20,000 mark. Now, as you might be aware, the cryptocurrency markets never close. They are open 24/7, 365 days a year. So through the weekend, the Bitcoin price has continued to come down and has now gone below the 20,000 mark and actually has carried on beyond that and has now dropped below $19,000. And this is the first time since the end of 2020 that Bitcoin has been down at this level. And the other main cryptocurrency, Ethereum, has also gone through its floor level. It's now dropped below $1,000. So we're seeing these cryptocurrencies falling to new levels. And I wanted to talk about a few things in this video. Firstly, I've got three questions that I'd like to run through with you as to why these cryptocurrencies are tumbling so badly. And secondly, I've got a table which shows some listed companies in New York that have large Bitcoin holdings. And one of those is Tesla. So we'll have a look at what's going on with those holdings. And obviously, if these cryptocurrencies keep falling, it's going to have a negative impact on those listed companies. And so there's a potential that that will have an impact on the share prices for those businesses. Now, as I said, the crypto markets never close. So as soon as I make this video, it's going to be out of date in terms of the current price. But right now, Bitcoin is sitting at around $18,850. Which represents a fall of around 8% today, 16% over the last 5 days, and more than 36% over the last 2 weeks. So this is absolutely the definition of a crash. Now the key questions here are, why is this happening and when will it stop? Where is the bottom for this market? In terms of why this is happening, we've seen a major sell-off in a lot of financial markets over the last 2 weeks. The news from the Fed that they are now laser focused on getting down the inflation rate in the US and that they will keep increasing interest rates in order to get there has sent shockwaves through the markets. We saw a 75 basis point hike in the US this week, and that was the largest increase that we've seen for almost 30 years. And at times like this, any assets that require future growth in the economy start to look less attractive. And cryptocurrency is very much in that bracket. So we've seen a big sell-off in crypto, but I don't think anybody expected to see the rate of sell-off that we've seen and the falls in the prices that have happened over the last couple of weeks. Now, in terms of where's the bottom of this market, there are some very worrying indicators for cryptocurrency right now. A lot of investors work on algorithms and charts, and one of the metrics that they keep an eye on is the 200-week moving average. So this looks at what the average price of Bitcoin is over the last 200 weeks. And that average is currently tracking at $19,804. So Bitcoin has now breached that 200-week moving average. And that could now trigger a sell signal for all of those funds and investors who follow that moving average. In addition to that, it's been reported that a lot of institutional funds have been gearing up their position on Bitcoin, and that $20,000 price was actually the trigger point to sell for them to start exiting all of those positions. So the fact that we've just moved through that position over the course of the weekend could mean that we start to see mass sell-offs from the institutional side over the course of the next week or so. And finally, the third factor here is the hedge funds. As you'll know if you watched the recent video that I posted, hedge funds have been set up to make money whether a market is rising or falling. So they don't just have to buy into positions and wait for it to increase in value. If they think the value of an asset is going to fall, then they can short that market. And Bitcoin is something that can be shorted. So we don't have any data just yet, but there is a possibility that the hedge funds have seen this price starting to come down and that they've been shorting the market. And as they've done that, it drives the price down further. And when you get a situation like that, it's really difficult to stop that momentum. Now, I don't have any data at the moment to prove that's happening, but I do know that there are a lot of funds who are interested in cryptocurrency. And if the price of cryptocurrency is going down, you can bet that a lot of those funds are looking into ways that they can make money from a falling market. This table shows the reported Bitcoin holdings for 14 listed companies. And the Bitcoin valuation that this refers to is around $21,000, which is about 10% higher than where the market is right now. Now, obviously, the most interesting company on this list is Tesla. Elon Musk is famously a big supporter of Bitcoin and purchased $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin in 2021. Now, for a while, that looked like a genius move, and Tesla was actually sitting on a profit of more than $500 million. However, over the last 6 months, the crypto markets have fallen and the position for Tesla has started to turn sour. And you can see here that the original investment of $1.5 billion was worth around $900 million. And at today's valuation, that holding is now worth closer to $800 million. So Tesla is now looking at an exchange loss of around $700 million on this trade. And if we look at the other companies on this list, we can see that at the time that it was produced, four other companies were sitting in a loss position, with MicroStrategy sitting with a whopping $2.7 billion loss. However, as I mentioned, the current price is around 10% lower than it was when this table was produced. So all of these companies are now looking at significantly worse positions than they were here. So what we're seeing in the crypto markets right now is a supercharged version of what's happening in the other financial markets. We're seeing the markets coming off and we're seeing daily losses. But because the crypto markets never close, they are constantly falling right now. And they are falling at an accelerated rate. And it'll be really interesting to see what happens, because if the hedge funds have locked onto crypto as something that they can start making profit from whilst it's falling, then we could see that market really starting to tumble over the next week or so. Now, when you have a situation like this in the stock markets, if you have one particular share that suddenly starts to tumble, the key investors all rally together and usually there's some form of plan put together. But with Bitcoin, we don't have key investors. It's a disparate group. The whole point about Bitcoin and crypto is that it's not controlled by one company or any one individual. So we've got a really wide variety of holders. And the problem you've got when a market is dropping so fast is that if people start to lose confidence, then everybody wants to get out before it's too late. And that is potentially a situation that we could be looking at for crypto. We've already seen a couple of the platforms suspending withdrawals, and it could be that we see a lot of other wallets being closed over the next few days. So it's going to be a really interesting week for the crypto markets. So I wanted to post this video really to make sure that you're fully aware that the markets are still moving and they're still moving down. And they've gone through a couple of trigger points that I think are sending warning signals to all holders. And it'll be fascinating to see what happens over the course of the next few days. I'll keep you posted on any exciting news and developments. Thanks for watching this video. Please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.